Good afternoon, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining Safilo Group first half 2006 results conference call. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Claudio Gottardi, CEO of Safilo. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good morning and good afternoon. My name is Claudio Gottardi, and I was appointed this morning from the board of directors of Safilo as the new CEO of Safilo Group. Today, together with Francesco Tagliapietra, our Director of Administration and Control, we'll give you a summary of our quarter and semester results. Sales have been positive in the quarter and have improved at fixed exchange rates compared both with June 2005 and with the first quarter of the year. We're resolving capacity problems in the production area, and this will allow us, as planned, to ship the majority of backlog orders over the next few weeks. In addition, we are particularly satisfied with the sales recovery of our house brands, where we have redefined the product and invested in marketing activities. We are already beginning to see encouraging growth signals. The new Marc by Marc Jacobs collections, which will replace the Polo Bridge line in department store Sunglass Market, is currently being presented successfully in the United States. As already announced at the end of June, we have successfully completed a refinancing of the senior debt, which will lead to benefits for the group's net profitability. Sales results in the second quarter of the year have been positive, with growth in all worldwide markets, and in particular in the United States. This encouraging performance in America is even more important if we consider that this market is one in which the majority of Polo sales were developed, and that Polo sales are slowing down to the expiration of the license agreement at the end of the year. The group's consolidated sales in the second quarter would have seen a double-digit increase had it not been for the exclusion of Burberry and the slowdown in sales of Polo. As far as the European market is concerned, we have achieved positive results, especially in Italy, thanks to the market's positive reception of our new collections of both sunglasses and prescription frames. Among the European markets, the most positive ones have been Germany and the U.K. The performance in the Far East, which at first glance may not seem as impressive as a trend of recent years, was impacted by the lack of shipments to the Korean market, the second largest in the area for our products. We are evaluating the possibility of operating directly through a commercial subsidiary in Korea, and we have, for this reason, interrupted shipments to current distributors. Had the performance in Korea been as in recent years, we would have achieved significant double-digit growth in this area in line with last year. The best performances were those of Hong Kong, China, and Australia in Far East. The growth of U.S. market has been impressive considering that we have had to make up for the loss of Burberry, as well as significant slowdown of Polo. In the last quarter alone, Polo sales were down 30% than the year before. In spite of this, our growth was approximately 13% compared to 2005. These results have been achieved thanks to the outstanding support of our customer base, which is willing, thanks to our long-standing reputation of service and quality, to help regain lost spaces with product from other of our collections. The continual growth of our sports brand, Smith, is also very encouraging, as is the growth of our retail chain, Solstice. An analysis by product again highlights the better performance sunglasses. We are, however, launching a series of activities aimed at developing the sales of prescription frames. Francesco Tagliapietra will now give you more details on the group's performance in the first semester.
Well, good morning to American investors and good afternoon to all the others. The positive sales results in the semester and the better capital structure have allowed for an improvement of the group's profitability, although certain exceptional costs have penalized the performance in the second quarter. In particular, gross profit in percentage has remained stable in the first six months of the year, while the reorganization of the manufacturing area and increased use of subcontractors during the second quarter have slightly penalized the profitability, Also, they allow not less for a quick increase in production capacity and flexibility for the future. Commercial costs linked to the sales force have varied in proportion to revenues, while, as expected, the impact of marketing expenses has increased slightly as a result of the investments being made in order to support further development of the house brand. The results of these actions are evident, and they are allowing us to recover house brand sales. Accruals for expiration of the Poro license have not been made at the end of the first semester. G&A expenses are somewhat increased in comparison to 2005, but are however improving in relation to revenues. The increase of this cost in the second quarter is due to the exceptional charges of 6 million euros linked to the cost sustained for the resignation of the previous CEO. The house brand marketing expenses and these exceptional costs have led to a decrease of the operating result and EBITDA both in the quarterly value and in semester. The group's financial position is in continual improvement in comparison to the first semester of 2005, thanks to the group's reduced debt. In the second quarter, there were approximately 9.3 million euros of one-off costs that derive from the accelerated amortization of the financial costs. I would like to remind you that at the end of June, we completed the refinancing of the senior loan, achieving better economic conditions and greater flexibility in the guarantee package. The net result is, in conclusion, growing strongly in comparison to the first semester of 2005, even considering the impact of so many extraordinary costs. In terms of cash, the operating cash flow generation in the semester is similar to 2005. Also in the first month of 2006, the majority of the costs relating to the IPO were paid. The impact of working capital on sales is a steady improvement compared to 2005, and in particular, we have achieved good results in managing receivables from customers and payments to suppliers. Regarding inventory, the need to guarantee a better service to customers and the lead time reduction policy have led to an increase in inventory of finished products and raw materials, which we expect will remain stable also in the second part of the year. As far as capital expenditure is concerned, they are in line with expectations and amount to approximately 15 million euros. We expect for the full year to have 30-35 million euros. Now, Claudio Gottardi will conclude the presentation.
As I mentioned earlier, the major problem in the manufacturing area, which characterized the first semester of this year, is being solved. We have had to review our production plans due to the strong shift of sales among collections due to the Poro announcement at the end of February. And we have strongly increased our production levels and are now in position to deliver to our customer products recently ordered. This increasing capacity has been achieved above all through the use of subcontractors and interim personnel, which, if in the short term can result more expensive compared to internal personnel, has however allowed us to reach our aim of guaranteeing a good level of flexibility in preparation of possible future fluctuation in demand. We're continuing the implementation of the Lean Manufacturing Project, which I expect will produce further benefits in the second part of the year. We're also implementing a series of activities in order to replace, in the shortest time possible, Ralph Lauren sales with other brands, may they be house brands or licensed. This action has so far obtained expected results. In 2007, we will probably be able to launch in the market one or two collections of new licensed brands targeted at consumers who previously bought Ralph Lauren products in the American market. Solstice, our retail project in North America, the expansion project is on target. with the opening of over 30 new stores this year, which will take us to 85 stores in total. Comp sales continue to grow. Despite the incredible growth of rates of approximately 30% comp sales last year, this year, again, we're experiencing a rate of 8% or better in the first semester of this year. Outlook. All these projects lead us to be optimistic about the achievement of an increase in revenues of at least 6% in comparison to 2005, which, net of the decrease in power sales, corresponds to double-digit growth in the year. The operating profit this year suffers from the non-recurring costs mentioned earlier. In addition to an obsolescence cost and cost of production replanning, which make us estimate an EBITDA for the year of little over 160 million euros. My intention, applying my direct managing experience in the industry, to work with decision in the planning and product development area in order to reduce costs and improve efficiency, giving new energy to our company's competitiveness with the goal of improving its profitability and its service to the market. This would end our formal presentation and open for questions.
The first question is from Mr. Stefano Corneliani of Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon to everybody. Just one question. If I properly understood, you're targeting an EBITDA a bit lower than 160 million euro for this year. With respect to the 180 million after the loss of the Polaroid floor licenses, just if you could reconciliate the previous number with the new one, being part of the difference, obviously, the resignation and the check paid for the resignation of Mr. Vedovotto. And that's it. Thank you.
Okay, Francesco speaking. The bridge between the last guidance that we gave, only to remind that we gave a guidance of 180 million euros with an US dollar level of 120 as average for the year. So there is a first difference that is coming from a different level of US dollar that is in the range of 5 million euros. And on top of that, there are the additional 6 million euros coming from the resignation of Mr. Vedovotto. On top of that, the production situation and a little bit higher level of marketing expenses are moving our estimation down to in the range of 10 million euros. But only to correct a little bit you, we are expecting something more than 160. Or take 160 as a reference number, not something less.
Okay. Thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Henning Lenz of Westlby Asset Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for your detailed explanation of the decline in EBITDA. You haven't spoken about the use of subcontractors. How many million do you believe will come from this? In the decline from the EBITDA?
Yes, it's a little bit difficult to exactly fix an amount, because when you use a subcontractor, you have two factors. First, obviously, you pay something more to them compared to your internal cost. And second, you have an indirect effect coming from not being... In the position of full recovery capacity cost, or fixed cost of your factories. Anyway, to give a large idea, I can say that could be in the range of 2-3 million euros the effect in the year of having used a subcontractor instead of having increased internal capacity through hiring new people. Obviously, subcontractors have a negative effect in P&L, but permit to the company to have good flexibility in the future in case of fluctuation of the demand.
This is Claudio Gottardi again. You have to realize that the announcement of the Polo license expiration came end of February. All our budget projections, so we're considering the Polo sales all through the year, where in reality, based on the announcement, we ended up having to make up the difference, which we did, because we ended up basically making sales projections, but with all other products, without producing, in effect, any more Polo. So we had to switch production from certain collection to other collection, requiring the change of gears in both raw materials as well as capacity planning based on different factories. That was what required the use, mostly of the use of our subcontractors, which should be limited in the future.
And I think if you assume 160 plus as a new target, it's assumed that the second half of the year is roughly in line with the second half 2005 in terms of EBITDA numbers. Is this correct?
Yes, it is. But consider that in this second part of the year, in our target, we are including the one-off cost that we expect to have for the extra obsolescence of Polo products and so on.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from Mr. Domenico Ghilotti of Aeromobiliare SIM. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. I would like to have a sum, let's say, of non-recurring costs already accounted in the first half or expected for the second half. So, non-recurring costs expected for the full year. You mentioned the resignation of Mr. Vedovotto for about 6 million in the first half, with cash out probably to be expected in the second half. You mentioned the write-off of Polo Ralph Lauren products. If you could give us an update on this amount. And in the press release, you mentioned also the EBITDA was affected by the refinancing. So I wonder if you had some costs for the refinancing accounted above the EBITDA.
Well, only I try to resume all the costs.
Yeah.
For the full year, excluding the split between the first semester and the second,
yeah,
we expect 6 million euros that are coming from the resignation of Mr. Vedovotto. And these 6 million euros are the amount that you were mentioning just before, linked to the, we call the refinancing, because of the activity, the last activity of Mr. Mesolotto was linked to the, to conclude the debt at the end of, refinancing at the end of June. Mm. On top of that, there are 10, 12 million euros that are expected in the second half of the year, even if we have already had a little effect in the first semester, because obviously in these first 6 months the margins on policies are slowing down, but it is a marginal effect. And these are the only costs that we have above EBITDA. On top of that, we have already accrued 9.3 million euros of financing costs, coming from the acceleration of the cost of the fees and the cost related to the old leverage buyout that was concluded in 2002. That's all.
Okay. The second question is on your marketing costs. You had a very strong, let's say, marketing cost in the second half of 2005. So if you could give us a guidance for the full year, so it's probably more comparable. And the last question on the Polo Ralph Lauren. If I understood correctly, you had some 10, 12 million slowdown impact in the first half, and you are expecting 30, 35 for the second half. Is it correct?
Okay. Let me start from the end of the question. The slowdown in sales that happened during the first half really happened quite almost exclusively during the second quarter of the first half, because as you know, the announcement was at end of February. It impacted almost nothing in March, and the slowdown started during the first quarter, the second quarter, and obviously will continue toward the end of the year with more or less the same type of curve accelerating slightly toward the end of the year for the range of about 25 to $30 million from here to the end of the year. The marketing cost instead, there are two reasons for this marketing cost. One reason for the marketing cost was that we had planned to increase our investment in the launch of our house brands, which we did. But another marketing cost that was needed was that the moment the announcement of the license of Polo being terminated in the year, we had to immediately start planning for new marketing opportunities to relaunch some collections and reposition some collections, which include new display material, new POP items, as well as new promotions, so that we would be able to gain full advantage of the lost space that we were creating ourselves in the stores. This is the reason why we're able to keep our sales revenues up there where we had protected them. But obviously, we did that by selling collections of or products from other collections. And to do that, we had to invest some more money into our marketing to be able to capture that space with proper marketing tools. I believe I answered all the questions.
Thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Flavio Cereda of Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good afternoon. I just two questions, really. Firstly, am I correct in understanding that there will be no more extraordinary costs related to the exit of the former CEO from the company that we're going to be seeing in the second half of the year? So is this it? And the other question I had is I noticed in the detailed six-month statement that you mentioned something about more complex pieces that you're manufacturing at the moment that may affect or may be affecting your current margins. I wonder if you could give us a little bit more color on that one. Thank you.
Start from the last question. The market has shown more and more interest to a very intricate type of products in the last 2 years, and has progressively gotten more and more ridiculous, if I may say. Today, it appears that if you don't put 7 or 8 stones per temple for each sunglass, the sunglass doesn't look precious enough. That has caught the high end of the market by somewhat of a surprise, in the sense that in the mix of products we were selling, we were expecting the products of the high end, the more complicated, to sell at a smaller rate than the more classic products. The sell-through of those products happened to be a lot more than expected, which from one point of view is good because it brings up our average price point. But from the other point of view, it creates some problems in production because they're more difficult to produce, they're longer time to produce. They require also a longer period of time to get all the parts, all the stones from the different manufacturers, from Swarovski or others. It has created some problems, and but this momentary problem that we worked out, and it was the last 3 or 4 months. You also have to remember that the change in sales pattern of our collections has strongly impacted favorably some of our better collections from the point of view of price point and visibility, such as Christian Dior and Gucci and Armani, which are the most complicated. That has created some issues in planning, but some of those issues were good issues in the sense that those products we'd like to see selling more. It's just we would like to be able to have a little bit more time to predict them and be able to react. Obviously, we had not predicted losing Polo at that time, and that had created us some problems. As far as the other question,
yes, as far as other extraordinary costs for the former CEO resignation, I confirm you that in the second semester there will be not any other cost for that.
Hey, thank you very much.
Excuse me, there is one question from Mr. Stefano Corneliani of Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Stefano again, just another question about Polo and the write-downs you're going to expect during the second half. Given that revenues, if my calculation were correct, were down 30% during the second quarter, you're expecting second half sales pretty close to nil. And given that it was rumored that Polar Florin is willing to repurchase at least part of your inventory, do you think the 10-12 million write-down you're going to expect in full year 06 is still a reliable number, or is too prudent according to the current scenario? Thank you.
The reason why the 30 million is a good number, you're not too far from saying that that equal to sales that are pretty much almost equal to nil. But is the reality is that you have to count that in the most important market in the world for Paul Ralph Lauren, which is the American market, all products are returnable. So we have to consider that our sales for the next 6 months will probably be for products that are going to go directly to the consumer through the reorder system, but that doesn't replace the fact that we have probably close to 1 million units that are on the boards of our customers in the stores that all are returnable before the end of the year. Which means that if we have returns of 1 million units at an average of $40 million in a $40 average price point, we have $40 million of returns from here to the end of the year. Now, expect $20 million, $25 million of sales. That brings you to a negative $50 million right there. Add to that the fact that we have the rest of the world, which is that will continue to sell the products with no returns expected, and we come to the numbers I told you before. The potential of the product being repurchased, we have contacted Ralph Lauren. We made them aware that they have the right to repurchase the inventory at cost, but it is in our interest to make sure that before the end of the year we sell it for anything that is even slightly above that cost, and we will attempt to do so.
Thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Eric Olson of Theorema. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. Just a couple of questions on guidance. First of all, on full year 2006 sales, I think I heard you say 6% sales growth. Is that on reported basis, so meaning that you expect to report 1,085, 1,090 million sales this year, or was that underlying excluding Ralph Lauren?
It is reported. As I tried to explain before, our real sales, excluding the effect on Ralph Lauren, would exceed a 10% sales if we go against 2005 and consider the slowdown of the sales of Polo. We will report by the end of the year a slightly over, hopefully better than 6%, but we are very optimistic we'll be over 6%, which makes about 1.080 to 1.090. is the number we will report by the end of the year, next
okay.
year.
And then follow up on 2007, if you could give us some ideas of your thoughts there. First of all, on sales, what kind of sales growth we can expect, and then also looking at the EBITDA, if we assume that you're going to deliver 160 million in 2006, and then we add back 10-12 million for the Ralph Lauren obsolescence, and then 10-12 million euros for the lean manufacturing, and then another 6 million for the CEO resignation, that gives us another 30 million. So we're up to a base of 190 million. And then, given that we will see some sales growth, are you prepared to give us rough guidance around 200 million euros in EBITDA for 2007?
As I said at the beginning of the presentation, I was named CEO basically this morning, about 3 hours ago, and I ask you to be patient and give me some time, and excuse me, but I prefer to take some time to evaluate the situation. I obviously wouldn't know what would happen in the American subs, but prefer to take some time to ruin my vacations and stay in the office and try to come up with some solid numbers, which I'll probably be able to give in September, around mid to end of September. Sorry again for this.
No worries. Thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Domenico Ghilotti of Euromobiliare SIM. Please go ahead, sir.
Just a follow-up on your guidance you provided us. Just to be sure on the exchange rate you are assuming in your guidance, if it is at a constant exchange rate or still at 120.
No, it is at the constant exchange rate compared to last year. Last year was 124, and we are assuming this guidance at an average of 125.
Okay, constant exchange rate. Okay, fine, thank you.
For any further question, please press star and one on your telephone. There is a follow-up question from Mr. Erik Olsson of Theorema. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, just a couple of questions on the financials as well. In the first half, we have around 27 million in net financials. Is that a good guide for the full year or for the second half as well? So we should assume a full year net financials of around 52, 53 million euros, excluding the 9 million in one-offs.
Yeah, consider that in the second part of the year we will benefit from a lower cost of debt because in the first half of the year we had the old senior loan with a higher interest, and this part we will benefit of in the range of 200 basis points better interest in 300 million euros of total debt. But on the other side, consider that we have a benefit also in the first half of a positive exchange changes coming from the fluctuation of US dollar that was weaker at the end of June compared to the end of December. So in terms of interest, you can double the numbers and probably make it slightly better. Obviously, on the FX rate, you can't assume to double this positive effect.
And then given the improvement you mentioned here with the refinancing for 2007, we can assume that net financials are falling to around 47 million euros. Is that fair?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you.
Gottardi, there are no more questions at this time.
Thank you all for your attention and to be patient. We will work hard to make sure that we get better and better results, and wish you all, if you do, have a great vacation. This is the time of the year that we in Europe normally go on vacation. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.